Reading from Isaiah chapter 26, the first four verses. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. He sets up walls and ramparts for security. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, that one that remains faithful. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in God the Lord we have an everlasting rock.
The nations raise when the King is on his throne. trust in the Lord forever, the everlasting God. Trust in the Lord forever, the everlasting God. Trust in the Lord forever, the everlasting God. Trust in the Lord forever, the everlasting rock,
the everlasting,
the everlasting rock.
One more time, everlasting,
the everlasting rock. In perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you.
In paths of your judgment,
in paths of your judgment, Lord, we wait for you. In paths of your judgment, Lord, we wait for you.
Seeking you,
seeking you in the night, we yearn for you. Seeking you in the night, we yearn for you.
Drown to a storm.
You are my refuge. I'm waiting on you. You are my refuge. I'm waiting on you. You are my refuge. Sing, we will wait. We will wait on you. You are our refuge. You are our refuge. We will wait on you. You are our refuge. See that? I sing, my hope. My hope is in you.
feet may fail and fear surrounds me, you never fail and you won't stop now. And I will call upon your name, keep my eyes above.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. My faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Call. And we will.
keep our eyes above the waves. When oceans rise, our souls will rest in your embrace, for we are yours, and you are ours.
Father, we are humbled to be in your presence. We are grateful to be together with one another. We are in need of your healing, whether it be in body or in spirit, in our souls. And you are the one who heals. You are the one who is present. You are the one to whom we can look when we are in need or suffering or confused. And you are the one to whom we can look when we're filled with joy and gratitude and thanksgiving. Father, you're our all in all, and we're so grateful for that. And again, we, Lord, as we come to your presence and gather as a community of faith, we have printed a prayer list, and on there are the names of many special people, some known only to one or the other of our members or families, others known to all of us. Each one in need. I just add, Lord, to the list my sister-in-law, Mary Kay, who's been weakening and was recently diagnosed with a new disease in her bone marrow. I just pray for your grace to be with her down in Florida. And for Joyce today, who has pink eye in both eyes, just heal her quickly. And for others that we have there, Lord, listed, each one needing you. And those who have new life coming, what a joy. For the missions we support, for the world in which we live. Lord, hear us as we right now have a moment of silence where each of us can, within our own hearts, bring to you those we're led to pray for from here or otherwise. We just come to you now, praying individually and silently, but in the context of our community and the faith that we share. And as your word tells us, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, to whom be glory and power and majesty and might forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. The church picnic is August 13th. That's always a great time. It's a great time to invite other people. And as I mentioned last week, Mark and Kristen and family who begin a five-month sabbatical. It's called a furlough for ministry missionaries. They have completed their three-year commitment that they made initially. That will finish up this September. They come in mid-August, which is about September, and they'll be here till after Christmas. Then they spend Christmas with his brother Andrew and family, or New Year's with Andrew and family, and then go on back to Peru. They are extending, as far as we know, and I'm sure they're planning to go back. At this point, they can stay indefinitely, and unless something else comes up, that's what I think is happening. They just go year by year after that. They just want them to be there at least 3 years to raise the initial funds and make all the move. It's not really worth it unless they're there at least 3 years. But they can stay a lot longer. So we just pray for God's guidance during that time. They'll be doing some traveling when they're here and visiting other churches and so on. But hopefully you'll get to see them all on the picnic Sunday. CFO, just so you're clear, we'll start printing this again because so many of our leadership and congregation go to CFO. It's really not possible to have a service or sensible to have a service back here. But we do encourage you to come over there. It's really less than an hour if you go straight there. Those who don't drive or would like not to will arrange carpooling. I'm sure others can take those who would like rides. We'll try to set all that up. We did that last year. And so the Sunday of CFO, which is the last Sunday in June, Zion will be worshiping. John Hobbs is the speaker again. Timothy's leading the rhythms. And the worship leader is Kenny Davis. So it's going to be a wild time in the old town tonight when he's over there, good old Kenny. So keep that in mind. And if you aren't able to go over to Messiah, find another church nearby and visit there just if you want to be part of a worship that day. So keep that in mind. For those of you that want to come, even if you can't come the whole time, just to remind you, we shortened the camp a couple of years ago just to make it more affordable. It goes from supper Friday. You register by supper time Friday. You can start at 1:30. What is it, Ron? 1 o'clock registration begins on Friday. And then Ron's our registrar for camp. And it goes until morning on Tuesday. I don't think it includes lunch anymore on Tuesday. So we've done a lot to try to get the cost down. And yet it's a wonderful experience. Even being there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday is a great time. So consider that. It's too late to ask for scholarship. That deadline has come and gone. We've announced that for weeks. We here at Zion are talking actively about something like a car wash and maybe a bake sale. Those seem to generate the most income. We did a yard sale. That just doesn't raise money. When people come in and pay 5 cents for a piece of clothing, like yard sales do, that just doesn't raise a lot. So we'll probably try to organize a car wash and a bake sale. And then those of you that need scholarship who didn't apply to the camp can apply here, and we'll spread it out equitably to those who need it. So keep that in mind. What else did I want to say? This is very important, too. To avoid an extra charge, you'll read this in the announcement, the deadline to get Ron the registrations is a week from tomorrow, so the 15th. So if you could bring your registration here, give it to Ron if he's here, or me, and I'll get it to him, get those in. And registration fees are not eligible for help. Those pay the expenses of camp. It's $110 for an adult. There's a family limit to registration. The brochures are downstairs. Everything's explained in there. So it's going to be a great year at CFO. I missed it last year because of my brother's illness. That was the end of June, and he died the 16th of July, and he was pretty critical. So I missed camp, and I'm really looking forward to being there this year with the new format, the new location on campus. And I hope you will, too. So even if you have not even thought about it, basically it's an extended weekend. And if you can do it, come along. We'd love to have you there. It's a great experience. Let's see what else. I did talk about the picnic. Joyce is really ill, as I told you. Her pink eye is really severe. And my guess is she may not be able to do choir Tuesday. She wanted to have choir and sing on Mother's Day. All of you with kids in choir, watch your email. She'll decide based on how she's doing or whether someone could do rehearsal for her. We'll let you know about that. If they can't sing on Mother's Day, maybe they could do at least one song by then. We'll just have to play that by ear. But next week is Mother's Day. Okay? All these great announcements. Did I overlook anything? I think we're covered. We're going to have communion today, but first, take a moment. Take just about a minute or so to greet one another in the Lord's name. Amen.